Hey there, welcome to Embrace Your Strengths podcast. You're going to hear inspiring stories of men and women who are embracing their top five Clifton strengths in all kinds of ways. You'll be encouraged to understand more about what's so great about you, learn how knowing, developing, living more moments using your strengths can bring you joy and purpose in your life. I'm your host, Barbara Colo. Hi there. Welcome to Embrace Your Strengths. I am so excited for you to hear from my next guest today, Gail Clark in Austin, Texas. Welcome, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am so excited. Such a delight to see your face. And I'm just eager about the things we're going to chat with. Gail and I have known each other for years. I think when we first moved to Austin 20 plus years ago, or maybe 30 years ago, we became friends through our life at church and just different things that we've done. But I have just loved how our lives have intertwined in different ways over the years. And you're just always a bright spot for me and Warren when we get to be with you, Gail. So fun to see your face.
Thank you. And I love our history. And I love that I know your girls well. And just watching the whole history of your family is beautiful. Love you guys.
Oh, well, the feeling is mutual. I know I love being part of celebrating you and Taylor getting married and just your family growing. We're going to talk a little bit about, but I would love you to introduce yourself, who you are, where you live, and what you do.
Okay. Gail Clark. I'm married to Taylor for 26 years. We have had four kids, two boys and two girls. And I live in Austin, Texas. I was in college ministry for about 11 years full time. And then when we had our first child, I stayed home, but I've continued to disciple women over the years as a lay person. And just, I feel so called to that and the Great Commission for the rest of my life. I hope I'm in a nursing home and sharing Christ with somebody in my wheelchair if I can still talk. I love what God has put before us in just being a part of what he's doing in the world.
That's awesome. Well, I know I've loved watching how you've done that over the years. I know sometimes it's been a little more front row seat, but I love your heart for women, for the things of God. And so I'm excited for us to chat about that. But recently we took a little time and dove into what you're top five Clifton strengths are. And I would love for you to tell what those are and a little bit kind of what it looks like in your life, or even some of the takeaways that you've gotten as we chatted about you and your strengths.
Yes. And this is very new to me. And I know you've talked about these strengths, this strength finder thing for several years now. And I have listened to several of your podcasts, but I just recently discovered my strengths through you and spending time with you. So it's been fun. So my first strength is belief. And I really identified with that, in that belief is about unwavering, kind of passionately standing up for convictions that, and also from what my understanding is, from what you taught me, a sense of purpose. Gives direction to relationships and work and play. And so I really identify with belief because there have been a lot of situations in my life that just trials. And I feel like spiritually I've been able to say, this is really hard. Yes. And this is not what I would choose, but I really believe that God is going to walk us through this, and I'm going to believe what he says in his word. And so as we tell my story during this time, you'll see it's just been a gift that God's given me, in that I've been able to trust that it's all going to be okay, because it is eventually, of course, in the end, but just even walking through life in that stuff. My second strength is responsibility. And identify with that in that I'm usually the one who's going to be reliable, to be there on time. I do hate canceling appointments or things like that. I am usually committed to, if I'm committed to something, I'm going to carry it through. Mm-hmm. And pretty consistent. I mean, I'm thinking about parenting. I'm thinking about different things. I've tried to be really consistent in that, which is obviously helpful in parenting.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh.
My next one is connectedness. And I know this is a big one for you, Barbara. So, and again, I'm still learning, but from what I understand, it means that I see that we're all part of something bigger and that everything kind of happens for a reason and it's all connected in the long run. So it's, yeah, I see that. If I meet somebody, I may be thinking, oh, they need to meet so-and-so, or I wonder where they are spiritually. How can I connect them or connect with them? So I think I really get that, the connectedness. My next strength is woo. And I do identify that as well. And it's a fun one to have because I do, like, for example, woo is like, I never meet a stranger. I don't know if I'm that high on the woo scale, but I do enjoy talking to people and finding out where they're from or, you know, what they're all about. Like, I really enjoy greeting at church or looking for the new person and making them feel welcome. So that's fun for me. That's really fun. And then my last strength is a ranger. And I still don't really understand what a ranger is, but I do think I can take control of a situation if nobody else is, and I can bring the details together. And I don't know. I know you're strong in that, but that one I'm still trying to discover and figure out how it works into my life. But it's been fun. It's been fun to go through all these and talk with you about all of them and see where they fall in my life.
Yeah. Well, I know even as we chatted about it, and I think kind of one of the basic things is like what we talked about at the beginning, that when we have these different strengths, we kind of can even take them for granted because we think, oh, well, of course I believe that God's going to work all these things together for his purposes. But you know, everybody doesn't think that way. And I think it's neat to me to even hear you as you think, oh, believe is my number one strength. Because it's like you're just used to having such strong belief. But I would love to hear kind of how that's been formed, you think. I think over the years, but even just with the challenges that you've walked through these years.
Well, a little bit about our circumstances. Our second child, we have a son who's the oldest and he's now 24. I had a daughter 2 years after him and she would be 22. She was born with a good amount of physical disabilities, health problems. Her name is Riley Jane, and she was with us for 10 years. And she was born with just some obstruction to her airway, so she ended up with a tracheotomy. She had a very low muscle tone, so she never really was able to feed herself. So she had a gastrointestinal tube, a G-tube. She ended up having to be on oxygen pretty much her whole life. She never even sat up or rolled over. So lots of physical issues. She never spoke, but she had a smile that would light up the room. And Aww. She just had the sweetest spirit and the most beautiful hair. So life was really shocking. I mean, it was just, it was a big shock and just learning how to care for her with a 2-year-old at home. And she lived to be 10 before the Lord took her home and she is complete and perfect now. And I'm so grateful for that. But in those 10 years, we had another son after her. So three kids in 4 years, and she had lots of health issues. So lots of therapy in our home, lots of caregivers that came and just helped us out, nurses, eventually overnight nurses. She just taught us a lot. Yeah, and I'm so grateful. My boys got to grow up in those years with her as their sister and caring for her. And we just all rallied. And they were definitely all boy. But in the midst of that, they had a sister in a wheelchair. And we had an oxygen tank with us wherever we went. So lots of issues, several long hospital stays, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, pneumonia several times. And that's eventually what her body just couldn't withstand was the final time when she got pneumonia. So yeah, so she's been with the Lord for 14 years now. That's amazing. Wow. And can't wait to see her whole and beautiful. And I just imagine that she wants to tell me, Mom, you cannot imagine how beautiful Jesus is. Oh. I just have had this thought that she wants to tell me how beautiful Jesus is in person. So I look forward to that. Anyway, so in the midst of that, this belief strength that I just found out that I have has really just given me, allowed me to hang on to God's word and believe it, that he is going to cause all things to come together for good, that there is place that is what we call home that is not here. This is not our home. And I so look forward to seeing him face to face in experiencing all these promises that he has given us about eternity and about when every tear will be wiped away and there will be no more sadness. Yet in the midst of our life with Riley Jane and our boys, life was not horrible, terrible every day, not at all. I feel like God just helped us figure out life. It was our new normal. And we had fun and we had dance parties and we took her places. We figured out how to take her places and all those things. Just, I can just see God's hand in giving us joy in that and holding on to his promises for the future.
What do you feel like are some of the, well, I mean, one, it's just such a delight to hear about her. I mean, I know just having kind of walked through that and seen just how y'all loved her so well during those 10 years. But were there certain things that were real rocks for you as you were like, had questions or one? I mean, what was it like? I mean, it sounds, were there certain seasons that were easier for you just to trust the Lord in this journey, or kind of give us a little glimpse of that? Or are there certain passages that you hung out in that you just clung to and were, those were on your mind and heart a lot? Or what did it really look like to trust God that he was good? Because I mean, I saw that you did, but I was not like up front and close, but.
Yeah. Well, first of all, in John 9, starting at verse 1, Jesus tells a story about how, well, he's passing by and he sees a man blind, and he's blind from birth, and his disciples ask him, why is this man born blind? Was it his sin? Was his parents' sin? You know, what's the deal? And Jesus says it was neither this man's sin or his parents' sin, but it is so that that the works of God might be displayed in him. And then Jesus goes on to heal him. And we have clung to that story in that for Riley Jane, because she was born with all these disabilities, it is for God's glory that she was born that way. And over again, he did not heal her in her lifetime, but we know she's healed now. But over and over again during her life, there were people that said, your daughter, even though she hasn't said a word, has affected me spiritually. Yeah. And drawn me to God. We even had a guy that my husband worked with say, I am not a praying man, but I'm praying for your daughter. And so just little stories like that all throughout her 10-year life, I just like, yes, God is using this child who's never walked a step and she's never spoken a word. And he's obviously used them in our family's life. Her brothers are different young men than they would have been without her. Taylor and I are definitely different and better because of her. And we've drawn closer to the Lord because of her. So yeah. I do love that scripture. There were so many people that God put in our lives because of Riley Jane. Caretakers, nurses, young girls, including Claire Colwell, your daughter, because she yes. helped us care for Riley Jane, and she
loved it. She loved getting to be with her.
She's amazing. And she was young. She was in her 20s, maybe, or even younger. Yeah. She was learning to care for my daughter who had medical issues. She had a tracheotomy. She had a G-tube. She was feeding her through her G-tube. She's suctioning her trach. She's just amazing. But so many young girls like Claire that have come into our lives and blessed us. And at the same time, when I so loved discipling young women and couldn't really be out on the campus or wherever leading a Bible study outside of my home, I feel like God brought so many young women into our home that we could have a relationship with. And it was, I'm trusting it was a blessing to, for sure.
Yes, and for sure.
As well. So what a beautiful thing. My daughter had, I think when she was younger, those were, I don't even want to say easier because they weren't easy years physically and medically. But as she grew older, she started having, seemed like abdominal pains. And she would have these terrible, like, I just always called them painful seizures, like seizures because of the pain. They weren't really labeled seizures, but she'd have these episodes where the pain was just so bad. You could just see the pain in her face, and she would you know, cry and scream, and it passed within a minute or two, but it was heartbreaking as a mother, not knowing how to help her or even why it was happening. We went to so many different specialists trying to figure out what it was. But those were probably the hardest things when you don't know how to help your child. And when you see they're in pain and you don't know how to help them and you wish that you could take the pain on. But there were the last few years were medically pretty hard on her body. And yeah, I'm very grateful for the help we had. I'm very grateful for my husband who was in it with me so much and just loved her so well.
Yeah.
And we, you know, so the statistics are not good for parents who have special needs kids. Mm-hmm. And he made sure that we drew near and not apart. And I'm so grateful for that and just led us spiritually so well. Mm. So I don't know if I answered your question, but that is, there were difficult times, but there were times that were a little more easily managed as well.
Yeah. Well, and obviously just your foundation, just in your walk with the Lord for so many years, just prepared you for that. And I think I love thinking about, like you say, so many people that watched, and even people you don't even know about that were impacted by her life and watching y'all love her. And it's just very encouraging and just inspiring to see how the Lord just gave y'all what you needed and that you all have glorified him. Her life glorified him. And I loved just at her celebration of life, I just have that picture of just all the pink balloons going into the sky. And that was just such a God-honoring time of just celebrating her life. It was so dear. Well, and then tell us a little bit about Bailey, your next daughter, and I'm sure even more chapters of God drawing you near and trusting him in new ways in her life, her precious life.
Yes. So about a year after Riley Jane passed in 2012, I started showing signs of pregnancy. I was 48 years old and was in denial, hoping and praying that it was menopause and not pregnancy. But I eventually took a pregnancy test and it was positive. So my husband and I went to the doctor. We were like, surely this is not a viable pregnancy. And I mean, I'm embarrassed to confess that I'm like, Lord, can you just take this child and care for it? Because we are approaching later life.
Yeah.
The doctor said, looks like it's a taker. So we walked through that, and knowing that our chances of having a chromosomal abnormality at my age were high, but just hoping that we've already been through so much with Riley Jane, that hoping that she was a typical child. So we got that test back, that blood test back, and found out that at 12 weeks that she was a girl and that she has Down syndrome. So of course we were disappointed. And as we worked through that, I remember thinking, Down syndrome sounds pretty easy compared to all that we've walked through with Riley Jane and all her health issues. I was 49 and my husband was 55 when we had Bailey. We were a funny looking couple right before she was born. As we walked, I remember one date night, we were walking down a sidewalk holding hands, and I'm very pregnant and my gray-haired husband holding my hand. And anyway, we just have had a lot of laughs. So we've been called grandparents many times in the past 10 years. So she's 10 years old now. She is a blast. And
she's so darling.
She's super cute, thank goodness. And she is a diva all at the same time. And her brothers adore her, and she adores them right back. One of them they were both still at home when she was born, for sure. And that my boys are 4 years apart. So she got a good amount of time. There's 10 years difference between her and our youngest son. So she's just fun. She's fun. And she's not a high functioning kid with Down syndrome. She's kind of taken her own time. It took her 4 years to learn to walk, and her speech is coming along, but it is pretty limited. But she can definitely let you know what she is trying to say with signs or pointing, or she's very dramatic and can let you know what she wants. She's so much fun. But the first thought when we found out she had Down syndrome was, oh my goodness, we are so old. She's going to outlive us. What? This is just, scary. So I felt very quickly that the Lord, he was saying, I got this. I got this. I allowed this to happen. Mm-hmm. You have this beautiful child who is going to need help her whole life. But guess what? You're not the only person in the whole world that's going to love her and care for her. And I've got this, and you don't have to know every detail right now. And I look at that strength of belief on my strength finders, and I really have been able to rest in that thought that God's got this. I've got two very capable young men who are amazing, and they are going to marry well because God's going to see to that, and they are going to see to that. And we've been praying for that their whole lives. And they don't necessarily have to have Bailey in their home, but they are going to care for her well and make sure she is cared for. So
yeah,
I just know it's going to be, however it works out, it's going to be, God's got it. Mm-hmm. God has it. And hopefully we'll live very long lives, healthy lives, right?
Yeah. Wow. Just such a encouragement to see, yeah, your hope and confidence just in the Lord and his plans for all of you. And I love even thinking about the things he's building into each of you and your boys. And like you say, even envisioning their wives that'll get to live on Bailey and someday, Lord willing. But wow. Well, I appreciate just so much getting a little more glimpse just of what that's looked like. I know so many people, I mean, we all have curveballs that we face in life. And I imagine that you've had so many different kind of conversations with people along the way of like where your hope is. I mean, is there any particular story that you think of like, wow, that was a divine appointment, or just someone that you really were able to tell them like, yeah, because you trust that God is good and that he hasn't forgotten you, that he has good plans for you and your family.
Well, I was in the nursing mom's room at our church one Sunday morning when Bailey was a little, really small. She did not nurse, but I was in there because she was being loud. And there was another mom in there who was there with her foster baby. And they had just found out that their foster baby had a disability. And so they were trying to decide, are we going to adopt? Are we going to keep fostering? And I was able to tell our story about Bailey. And turns out this, and I wouldn't say it was just for this reason, but it was just telling her our whole story with Riley Jane and with Bailey. And I know that it, she told me later that it gave her confidence to adopt this little boy. And it has been a really sweet, watching her parent this child has been beautiful because I still see them. And just knowing that he has a forever home because of the love of this sweet mama. And I felt like that was a divine appointment, and so many others, no doubt, that I don't even know about. But I do love to talk to moms. We got to have dinner with a young couple, and they knew they were pregnant with a child with Down syndrome. And it was such a sweet time of being honest about, yes, it's hard. It's not what you expect, but God is so good in the midst of it. And it's not just surviving, it's thriving, because there's such a gift that comes with disability and all the blessings, the spiritual blessings that come with it. Yeah. Let alone the smiles that you get from your kids, no matter if they're typical or not.
Yeah. Mm. That's such a great reminder because, you know, as you know, both of our girls are adopted. And I think, you know, anybody's journey, I would imagine as a mom, I mean, there's always twists and turns, no matter what way God gives us our children. But I know for me, that was a opportunity to say, Lord, can I trust you? You know, because we weren't able to have children biologically. And for me, that was a time to really kind of go to the mat and say, no, Lord, I know you're good. And I don't get this. I don't know what's around the corner, but I don't want to be someone that's an older lady and bitter at God because I didn't get what I wanted. But like, who would have imagined just his kind handiwork and giving me the two wonderful daughters that we have, and their stories are on different episodes you're going to hear about, but I think it, you know, whenever we get, like I say, the curveballs or things don't go like we want, it's like, Lord, what's the deal? But I think that's the joy. And even as you described, just your belief in God's good and his character. And I think for someone that might be listening, who knows what they might be struggling with or wondering about if it's going to work out in the way that they want. But a lot of times it isn't. But I think, I hope that as people have hear just your story and just your confidence, like you say, and your hope that you know that God is good and that he's got a way bigger plan than what you could have imagined, what I could have imagined. And I love just seeing your confidence in that. And I remember when I first heard that you were pregnant with Bailey, and even the peace that you had in that journey before she was born. And it's just such an inspiration. So mm-hmm. I just love hearing a little more backstory with all of that.
Thank you. I'll add one thing.
Okay.
I have to be honest, when I got pregnant with Bailey, I had this split second moment of this is the moment that women have when they have a crisis pregnancy, and that they go to something can be done about this with abortion. Mm-hmm. And I was there. I was in that moment, and I was like, I could not live with myself because I know the Lord and I have walked with him for many years, but I get it. And I feel like I have so much more compassion for women who have made that decision and they have to live with that for the rest of their lives. But I just am grateful that I have a little bit of a connection with that mm-hmm. crisis pregnancy. That so honestly, I just wanted to share that in that that's just so true. And I want to say that I adore your daughters, and I'm so grateful that you adopted them, and I have been able to get to know them because they're amazing.
Well, thank you. And, you know, as I even think of their birth mothers and the stories that they walked through, I just admire them both so much because they were difficult situations. And I was the beneficiary of just them choosing to place their babies with me and Warren, who weren't able to have one baby biologically. But there's just no easy path. And I think, I don't know, it's just the gift of life. But I think even knowing that we can trust God, that's good, even when we don't get it. So even I remember when we were going to a support group with other people that were dealing with infertility, I just saw so much anger in the room. And I was there because we were still on that journey trying to be approved to adopt. But I thought, oh, that's so sad to have so much anger and questions and disappointment. And even though I was, you know, struggling in the journey, but I was grateful that God was holding my hand and that I could trust him, that he is good.
Yes, absolutely. He is good.
Yeah. So I am wondering, I know even as we've talked about this, your belief and your trust in God in life and your family is a big component. But is there anything else, even as you think about this season of your life, as you're seeking to really be used by God and be stepping into your strengths, which you have been, you do every day. But is there anything that you look on the horizon and think, yeah, I look forward to continuing to be who God wants me to be and in this way, or something that you're hopeful for?
Mm-hmm. You know, God, my girls, my two girls have brought me into this community of special education moms, special mm-hmm. needs parents. And I'm so grateful for it because it gives me a whole nother community to be involved with, amazing people to meet and be with and connect with. I am involved and look forward to continuing to be involved in the Down syndrome community. And there are a few moms that I just adore. And we are from different backgrounds and different, probably different belief systems. But I do see a few moms just in the community that are seem a little hopeless, or like you were saying, maybe a little angry. Mm-hmm. And I pray that would be a place that God would be able to use me as a believer to show them the beauty that God mm-hmm. has brought. I mean, I know we all see our kids with Down syndrome as beautiful because they are, but the hope that Christ brings into that situation, into life period, that
right.
this is not our home, that yes, we can have a beautiful effect on other people, just walking in the Spirit, just knowing Jesus, just looking different because of him, and opening doors to have those conversations about him. I do pray that just that Jesus would be what people see eventually as we are in relationship with them, with our family, and doing things a little differently with more hope, with the hope, right?
Yeah.
The hope of the world.
Yeah, that's so great. And we all desperately need to have that in the forefront in our everyday lives. So what a gift for those ladies to have you part of their lives and their journey.
Oh, they're amazing. I love them so much.
That's great. I have one last question, and this has been just such a delight just to have this conversation with you, Gail. I just appreciate you so much, and just your heart and just your steadfastness in so many ways. But what has brought you joy lately or put a smile on your face?
When my big boys come home and visit.
Oh, I hear you, Ella. Mamas like their people, don't they?
Yes. When my somewhat adult boys, 20 and 24 years old, when they come home, our whole family, just the whole house just brightens up. One of them's coming home next weekend, and Bailey loves it when her brothers come home. That and gardening. You know, it's springtime. I have so enjoyed, I love being outside and just watching things grow, and like things that are dormant in the winter and then they come back up in the spring. Mm-hmm. It's just the best time of year. And I don't have allergies, so I don't have to worry about all that. I know it's terrible for some people, but yeah. I just love watching the foxtail ferns come back after being dead, you know, looking dead all winter, or the roses start blooming. It's just such a fun time of year.
That's great. Gail, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today. And this has been so encouraging. And I hope that, say that people that are listening, if they have any questions or want to reach out to you, if they're in situation with special needs children, I know they would be so blessed to connect with you.
I'd be happy.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Gail. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you, Barbara. You're the best.
Oh, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope this time has given you hope and encouragement about how amazing you are, or helped you understand someone you know or work with or love. If you're curious about your top 5 strengths, you can take the assessment at cliftonstrengths.com. If this episode's been helpful to you, please leave a review, share the podcast with a friend, or subscribe to Embrace Your Strengths podcast. You can find more information at Barbara Colwell, CULWELL.com. I sure look forward to our next time together. Take care.